Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Had a very busy day. On with Sid early this morning talking about the funeral of Detective Diller. He was promoted posthumously at his funeral by Police Commissioner Caban, who gave an excellent eulogy, by the way. So in my conversation with Sid, we were talking about individuals, and I want to go over that now in case you didn't hear it. Because the state and city of New York are run by progressives, and that's why we're in so much trouble. It's an ideological thing, and the far left has taken over, and we are paying a horrendous price. So I wrote a column, Politics of Death. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you read it. Very specific in what's happening. And when I was at the funeral, I stood a few yards away from Attorney General Letitia James. Okay? And we made eye contact. She nodded. I nodded. I did not speak with her. I didn't know what to say to her. I mean, I don't know what you do. I mean, but I was pleased that she attended the funeral service. Why? Because it showed respect and it gave me a glimmer of hope that maybe Letitia James can be persuaded to course correct. Maybe. 1 out of 10 chance, but maybe. Now, Sid said, I'm crazy. And so did Peter King. We have him coming up, the congressman of Long Island, former congressman, on this program tonight. They think it's hopeless. James never gonna. Okay, and they may be right. But my job is to try to persuade. And then we have Kathy Hochul, who went to the wake and was confronted by a family member, a Diller family member. I think it was an uncle who just dressed her down. And I understand that perfectly, because Hochul could stop the madness to some degree and chooses not to. She has enough power in the executive orders where she could mitigate some of this horror. She doesn't do it. Okay? And I understand if my son is laying there in a coffin and Kathy Hochul has done a Pontius Pilate, washed her hands, and not tried to solve anything, that I'd be a little teed off. I regretted that happening because I, just like James, I wanted Hochul to go and see the suffering firsthand. Maybe she'll change. So if I had been in charge of the family, I would have said, don't be rude. Okay. Mayor Adams delivered remarks inside the church. I was there inside the church. I think I was one of the few journalists inside the church, and I was honored to be there. His speech was flat. He is not a strong leader. It is not his fault, the violence in New York City. Most of that is de Blasio and the city council. If Adams could, he would stop it, but he's not strong enough. And it was obvious in his remarks on the altar at the funeral service very tepid applause. I mean, it was barely 15 seconds. Police Commissioner Caban, whole different ballgame. Excellent, excellent eulogy. And I don't know the commissioner well. I have a good relationship with him, but I was very impressed with him. And then the widow, Stephanie Diller, and we will play you her scolding of the New York politicians during this broadcast. I thought she was magnificent, 29 years old. And that baby, one-year-old Ryan, oh, I can't tell you how badly I feel for that little boy. And it comes back to that thug being on the street. Never in a million years in a civilized society should that man have been sitting in a car armed, and we will walk you through it tonight. How horrendous this individual is, how evil he is, and how our system enabled him to kill this fine New York City police officer. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.